These are all narratives, and narratives can change on a daily basis. And as Scott likes to say, you can't buy into the narrative. You have to just read into each player individually and look and judge each player by themselves. And that's correct. And because of that, because of what Scott likes to say, I have the list of every relevant sophomore player in the NFL this season in front of me. Yes, Scott.
Before you do that, though, I'd like to do a quick review of sophomore slumps last year, and I promise it'll be quick.
Not really.
I'm going off the top.
I doubt it as well.
That's what he tells
his woman. I promise it'll be quick. Just let me get in there for a little bit. It's been a minute.
you hanging around the middle school cafeteria yesterday?
Let's roll, Scotty. Yeah. Let me hear your narrative.
All right, pipsqueak. last year, all right, there's a rank of like top 20 rookies from last year. Melvin Gordon, better in his second year. T.J. Yeldon, worse, but was never good. Amari Cooper, pretty much the same, you could say. Amir Abdullah,
pitiful.
It didn't matter because he wasn't good in the first year. Todd Gurley, yes, sophomore slump. Nelson Aguilar was disaster the first 2 years. Marcus Mariota, no sophomore slump. Jameis Winston, no sophomore slump. Tevin Coleman, no sophomore slump.
Still hasn't played 16 games.
Duke Johnson, worse in the second year than he was in the first.
Was he?
He was worse last year than he was 2 years ago, I'm saying.
Really?
David Johnson, definitely not sophomore slump, got better in the second year. Dorial Green-Beckham's now out of the league, just like that teetered. Kevin White got hurt. Matt Jones, definitely a sophomore slump, you could say, because like
by the way,
he lost out to Rob Kelly.
Johnson basically had the exact same stats the last 2 years in a row. So there was no sophomore slump there.
I mean, there was a lot of hope going into him last year.
There was no slump. He had the same numbers. I'm reading them. He had 20 less rushing yards.
I guess the way I should say is people were expecting improvement and it didn't happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but isn't it in football, we're going to look at the system that they're in.
The situation.
We're going to see about the improvements, like offensive lines.
Correct.
And, you know.
All right, so there you go. Scott gave you...
I think Coleman, Mariota, and Winston proved that, you know, they wasn't sophomore slumps.
Okay, so two of the three guys you gave are quarterbacks, which we're going to get to in a moment. And certainly David Johnson exploded, and Tevin Coleman had a solid year in general. But I think what Scotty illustrated more than anything else is it really is a case-by-case basis, a player-by-player basis, and a situation-by-situation basis. And even in the guys that we thought could break out, like Todd Gurley, they didn't. Is that a sophomore slump, or is it, again, the situation? That's why I want to get into the guys. So I want to start with two guys I mentioned at the top, Michael Thomas and Jordan Howard. We talked a lot about both these guys earlier in the week. So, Corey, we'll start with you.
Yep.
I believe you were on slump for both these guys. You got to choose one, slump or breakout. Who you got?
I'm going to choose... It's close with Michael Thomas. I'm going to start with Michael Thomas. The talent is real. You know how good the offense is. I like the player as a person, good kid, you know what I'm saying? He put up big numbers last year. Do I think he can do it again this year? I think he regresses slightly, but I do think he's well worth the draft spot. So I'm going to say that it's a breakout.
So we're going with the breakout, which is crazy because this is the dude that was outstanding his rookie year. So you think he's going to continue ascending then?
Listen, what was the numbers? Like something like 90-something receptions?
Yeah, 92, 1137, and 9 touchdowns.
I think he's better than that.
No, I don't think he's better than that. But I think it's around 85... 1,000, and he still gets around the same touchdowns.
So nobody will say he's slumping then.
I don't think he's slumping. I don't think he's going to be 100 catches, 1,400 yard, you know, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham type dude.
Okay.
But I do think he can kind of stay in the same lane he's in right now.
Okay, so there you go. So Michael Thomas, you're taking the same lane.
I'm saying the same lane.
You're saying no slump here.
Yeah.
Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to say slump, you know, to go by the word, but like I'm pretty much in agreement with Corey that, you know, the numbers will go down. You know, with Brandon Cooks not there anymore, he's going to be asked to not only step forward on the field but also in the locker room, because, you know, Brandon Cooks was regarded as the leader of the wide receiver group for the New Orleans Saints. Can he handle that? It remains to be seen. I think the numbers will dip. Not a bust, definitely, but slump compared to what he did last year. Yes, in the end, you might be saying to yourself, well, maybe I wish I were to take him in the second round instead of the first, but you're really splitting hairs there anyway.
I think it's kind of a push. I think he can do what he did last year. He possibly even get 100 receptions. He had 92 last year. That wouldn't be a major increase. I think Jake made a great point yesterday on Football Frenzy where, you know, everybody's worried about him matching up against the number ones. The Saints are going to move people around and stuff, so you're not always going to match up against the number one guy, too. They're going to throw the ball a ton. That offense, you know, he's in a great offense with a great quarterback. And he's shown that he has tremendous talent. So, and also, one thing I love is a 76% catch rate. That's phenomenal. So I don't think he's going to bust. I mean, is he going to break out much from this? I don't know about that. But I think you should expect very similar numbers.
Let's go back the other way now with Jordan Howard. I know we went in depth with this a couple of days ago, so we don't need to do it again. But simply, slump or breakout for Jordan Howard.
I really want to like him, and I think he's very talented. I like the offensive line. If it's with Glennon, I think Glennon's good enough, not great, just, you know, average enough for him to be very good. So I'm going to say he's a top 10 back.
Top 10 running back, mm-hmm. which means, you know, he's going to break out again here in 2017, according to Wall Street. Scott?
I'm going to say slump. You know, I've already said, you know, I don't, that passing game, you know, the quote playmakers, end quote, they have there, I feel like they won't be able to move the ball consistently with either quarterback. I'm with Wall Street. I like the offensive line. This is a guy who's got good vision, breaks tackles, nice cutback, you know, et cetera. He's very, very talented, but I feel like the consistency isn't going to be there. Defenses are going to key on him more this year than last year, so I'm going to say slump.
But
I still think, you know, that he's going to be worth like a mid-second round. Late second round pick.
Yeah. So that is slumping compared.
Yeah, slumping compared to last year. Yeah. Not going to be terrible, but you know, not quite as dominant as last year.
So do you think he finishes a top 10 running back in 2017?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. My thing is, last year he really didn't have much talent around him. Neither.
I agree.
I think the line got. I think he's got more of a quarterback who can be a significant game manager. So you know, it depends. If the rookie comes in, that's what screws it all up.
I always think it's different when a team, you know, going into the next season and the guy comes out as the man out of the gate, there is a real X on your back. So, you know, from a defensive standpoint.
What's considered to be the best interior line.
Well, that's why I said he was not complete bust. I think he's going to fall off, but I think he's still going to be top 10.
Corey Parson.
I got him falling outside the top 10 this year. I still think he has a solid season. Don't think the pass, especially in point per reception, the pass catching is not going to be there. He comes in right now into the season as the guy. He is the guy. He is the main focal. He is the focal point of the offense. When they're game planning for the Chicago Bears week after week, the game plan is going to be let's remove Jordan Howard. I think a sophomore slump. I think he regresses. I still think he's in that RB2 type range, but I do think regression is going to be the case.
Why?
For Mr. Jordan Howard, because he is the focal point of the offense now. We have to take Jordan Howard away.
So you're agreeing with Scotty, basically. That these teams are going to game plan for Jordan Howard.
Scott still got him inside the top 10, though, right?
He's probably like my 10th. He's like borderline.
Oh, that's such a joke. Yeah. When I asked you top 10, you just said absolutely, yeah, for sure. And now Corey.
He's probably 9th or 10th. I haven't done my ranks yet. Okay. He's probably going to end up 9th or 10th.
I think you're going to see he's going to be higher than you think.
You need to get them rankings done so you can win a championship this year and stop fooling around so you can get like me.
Get like you?
So you can get like me.
Just started winning recently?
So you can get like me.
After years of sitting behind a board and watching me and listening to me, yeah.
You know what? I'm not even going to say nothing.
Go ahead. Say it.
Sounds like the
you
apprentice.
Ain't got the guts. Say it.
I'm not taking it away from Greg. Go ahead.
Well, we're going to hit the break. So I think it's a good time for that. When we come back, we're going to go to Corey's neck of the woods in Dallas, where there's two major sophomores that this team is relying on in a major, major way. Will they slump compared to 2017? We'll ask the group here next on the Roto Experts in the Morning.